Hey, running friends. Welcome to the Wrinkled Runner podcast. I'm Sherry, the Wrinkled Runner. I'm over 50 and I love to run wherever I go, but Buffalo, New York is my home. If you are looking to start to run or you're an older runner, this podcast is especially for you, so subscribe now. I love to help people get running and keep running.
Today I'm going to talk about fueling for older runners, but in a more general sense than like what to eat before a run or how to fuel a marathon. There's a ton of information out there regarding that, and a lot of it is eat carbs, but as we age, there are things that we can eat and just be more aware of nutritionally. I am a nutrition coach, but I am not a registered dietitian, and while I can make recommendations around fueling, I cannot prescribe supplements or make meal plans or diet plans. So be aware of anyone who is not an RD that says that they can. I can talk about how many grams of macronutrients you should eat based on different factors, but I can't tell you how to get those proteins in besides a general recommendation. For example, saying to you that eating chicken breast is a food with protein in it and would be a better choice than a piece of fruit if you wanted to get in a certain amount of grams of protein. One of the reasons our diet may need to change a bit as we get older is the fact that everything about us is just older. Our cells, our bones, our skin, they have all been working for a lot longer than someone in high school, say. Reducing cell damage can be had by ingesting phytochemicals, and those are also called phytonutrients. You might see it said that way as well. And they are found in fruits and vegetables, and we all know we need to get those veggies in, and the berries, and the fruits. But sometimes grabbing something processed seems to be an easier route. So, you know, if we're more thoughtful about having those things around, the veggies and the more whole foods, instead of grabbing, you know, a protein bar or whatever, then we can up the ways that real food can help us as we age. Those of us who are runners, and if you're listening to this, my assumption is that is most of you, we really need that anti-inflammatory action and the help against bone loss that those phytochemicals can provide. So any fruit, berry, or vegetable you eat will have these in them, so it should be easy to incorporate more of them, like I said, if we are more thoughtful about it. Now, when I hate the grocery store. I like really hate it. So one benefit of the pandemic was so many stores now, delivery of whatever they sell is just an option and it's easy and, you know, you just have an app and that's how I do most of my grocery shopping. I miss out on some things because sometimes I just don't see that it's available, and every once in a while when I go in a grocery store, you know, I'll find something else that, wow, that looks like something I want to try. But for the most part, I buy pretty much the same stuff every week, and because I hate going to the grocery store so much, the app that I use, Instacart, to get my groceries delivered, I can see everything that I usually buy and just kind of click, 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 click. So one thing that I pretty much do every week is buy out the produce department, and I get all the berries, all the fruits, all the vegetables, and I just have all that available all the time. And salads are a big part of what I eat. I love making a huge salad for lunch, and I basically just chop up any vegetable that I have. And I throw fruit in there too. I love fruit in my salads. I put in seeds. I put in nuts. I sprinkle it with all kinds of herbs. Cardamom seeds in salads, believe it or not, taste great. You know, things with crunch in them. And I just put in all the things. Like, I don't follow a recipe really. I just chop stuff up. I have a handheld chopper thing that I just feed all the vegetables through, and the little hopper thing is full. I dump that in a bowl and just keep chopping until the salad is done. And sometimes I can't even finish it. But it's just one way that I use to make sure I'm getting all those fruits and vegetables in. And it's only possible because I have all of it available. It would be so much easier, like if I didn't have all that stuff available, to open up a can of processed soup or you know, make a sandwich with deli meats, which are not all that great. And that's another thing, too, that I like to do is I will just roast a whole turkey breast, and then I will just use that as the turkey in my sandwiches instead of from the deli counter. And you can look up all the different things about deli meat that, you know, why it's not great, but finding ways to get whole foods in is just a really great way to get those phytonutrients or phytochemicals that I'm talking about. But if it's not in your house, you're not going to do it. So plan ahead and just be, like I said, mindful about having all those things available to be able to do that. One thing that studies are showing that we need as we get older is a higher quantity of protein. Now, because we are runners, we may be a lot more carb focused. And because of the running that I do incorporate a lot of carbs into my diet. But those same studies that are finding that as we get older, we may need more protein, they're finding that we may need less carbs. So as athletes, we need anywhere from 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. And so that means you may do some calculations if you're trying to figure that out. Now, for those runners who may be dealing with overtraining, or as I've discovered as I've researched ways on helping some of my athletes that have overtraining, now they're in some circles are calling it unexplained underperformance syndrome. I think sometimes it can be explained, so maybe not the best way of putting it. But anyway, a daily intake of 2 grams per kilogram may be in order for a time. So underfueling is a big reason a lot of runners become overtrained. So I think with runners and with athletes in general, sometimes as an individual, you kind of have to experiment with those recommendations and find out what works for you. We do have to fuel more to get the energy that we need to bang out those runs. And sometimes our science kind of mixes in with the prescribed science of what different people need. I find that if I take in all the carbs based on a formula, that I just feel very heavy on my runs, very bloated, and it doesn't work well for me. So I've had to kind of tweak the formula, I guess, and the grams of carbs that I can tolerate on a run. And one of the reasons may be is when I was starting to figure out like the kind of macros, especially when I'm in marathon training, maybe I'm following along with what the studies are showing and I just didn't know it. Like I don't need as many carbs, but I do need the upper level of the protein. So if you are figuring out macros and all that kind of stuff, sometimes it does take some experimentation with finding out what works best for you. But what's going to work best for everybody is absolutely more fueling. You can't just all of a sudden, you know, run marathons and run more or, you know, work out more and not up the fueling level because you do need that energy in order to perform well. So another needed nutrient is calcium. Now we put a lot of stress on our bones as we run. A lot of times we don't think of our skeletons when we run. We think more of the muscular system, but we do need to maintain our bone health because we're putting a lot of stress on those bones. And calcium is, of course, a big builder of the bone health. Now, I'm someone who does not like cow's milk, so I have to really think about getting my calcium in. And one way that I did not realize that we can get calcium in is oranges. I did not realize that oranges is a source of calcium. Now, we all know, of course, it's great for vitamin C, but it's going to give you calcium and that fiber, too, that we all need. You know, a lot of us do not get enough fiber in as well. So if you don't like milk, you can also eat kale, bok choy, broccoli. All those things will help you get calcium in. Now, even though I hate milk, I do love yogurt and cottage cheese and sour cream. I love all the things that are like made with milk. I just have never liked milk, even when I was a kid. I haven't had cereal in years, but I, you know, I would eat it in my cereal, and then I switched to almond milk. I don't know what it is, but I hate it, and I can't drink it. So I have to be very, very mindful of how I'm getting my calcium in. Along with our calcium needs for that good bone density, which of course does start to deteriorate as we get older, vitamin D is also needed for that bone density. And it's also needed to absorb the calcium that we eat. So one of the big ways that we get vitamin D that we all know is being out in the sun. Now, if you live in Buffalo, New York, like I do, during the wintertime, you are not getting your vitamin D from the sun. It's not there, even if there's no snow on the ground. We don't have a lot of sunny days in the winter in Buffalo. So you also have to think about how you're going to get that vitamin D in when you aren't running around outside in the sun. And if you run early in the morning when it's dark, you know, even in July, you're still not getting that vitamin D in. So that's another vitamin that you need that you have to be mindful about. So eat that yogurt outside in the sun to get that full circle of the calcium with the vitamin D that you need for the absorption. There's also some evidence to support the idea that vitamin D helps those of us in peri or postmenopause with hot flashes and night sweats. So that is a huge reason for those of us women who are older to get our vitamin D in. So things like mushrooms, which I love, which I know are not in everybody's, you know, a lot of people don't like mushrooms, but salmon and other fatty fish, eggs, again, yogurt and oranges are all good sources of that vitamin D. So eating an orange is giving you that whole circle system that I'm talking about of the, you know, vitamin D and the calcium that go hand in hand. Since we run, you know, partly anyway, to get our cardio in, we need to pay attention to omega-3 fats. Those are found in fatty fish, you know, oily fish. Reducing inflammation is good for your heart. So enhancing everything that the heart does for us is so important, especially as we get older. So the salmon is, you know, one of those oily fish. Flaxseed, which is a great source of fiber also that we need, and chia seeds are ways to get those omega-3s in. So you've probably heard of chia seed pudding. There's tons of recipes out there. Either in like overnight oats, which is a great source of all the things I'm talking about, or just as a dessert. That can be a tasty way of getting more of what we need into our diets. So one thing I love doing for myself is eating those real foods to get the nutrients in, like I said before. So while I do, you know, I will use protein powder or fiber supplements, I really feel that it can be so much more filling to get these in food form. So if you're like me and you like recipes that are getting you the nutrients that you need with whole foods, then you can go to the show notes and I'm going to link you to recipes that represent each one of the nutrients that I talked about today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you know another runner who could benefit from today's topic, go ahead and share it. Do you have any running questions? You can ask me. Email me at sherry@wrinkledrunner.com, and if I can't answer your question, I will do the research to find the answer and share it with you. The questions I get from listeners like you help me develop episodes, so please don't be shy. You can sign up for my once-a-month newsletter using the link provided so that you can have all the Wrinkled Runner resources from the past month all in one place. I also have opened up my virtual coaching in addition to coaching one-on-one with those in the Buffalo, New York area. So head to my coaching page on the Wrinkled Runner website, which I will, of course, link to, and check out how we may be able to work together. Until next Monday, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the run.